Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke. We are looking at Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. Story of the angel Gabriel's announcement of the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary. And I want to invite you to turn with me to that. It's on page number 1588. In your pew Bibles, if you want to turn to it there, 1588. Also, you have a yellow bulletin insert that gives you some sermon notes if you want to turn to it there and some fill in the blanks. But as we examine God's Word together and it examines us, we'll be reading verses, chapter 1 of Luke, verses 26 through 38, and then in chapter 2, verse 19. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel said, went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign in the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. And in chapter 2, verse 19, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Let us pray. O Lord, we pray that you would enable us to ponder all these things in the scriptures, in our hearts. Open our hearts and make us receptive and responsive to all that your Holy Spirit has to teach. In Jesus' name, amen. This past week, as we were digging out Christmas decorations and wrapping paper, I ran across something interesting that we've had for a number of years. It was actually given to my daughter on her graduation in 2007. Anybody remember these?
That was easy.
I like it. Ah, that was easy. The easy button. From Staples. It's amazing the ingenuity and imagination of all the advertising and campaigns, all the different communications, the taglines, and so forth. I was thinking about this and the ways people communicate down through the ages, and I was thinking about another tagline, "His Master's Voice." Does anybody remember that? What that comes from? His Master's Voice, RCA. RCA stands for the Radio Corporation of America. That's right. Sounds familiar. Back in the day, radios, phonographs, televisions, electronics. The RCA record label had a cute little dog named Nipper and an old-fashioned gramophone and the logo on the record said "His Master's Voice" as Nipper cocked his head and inclined his ear to hear the voice of his master coming across the Victrola. Listening. Well, times have changed. The next generation, back in the 90s, almost 30 years ago, I remember another tagline. Not a dog in front of a Victrola, but a mouse in front of a computer, and a friendly voice from the invisible world of the internet, strange to me at that point, AOL saying, "Welcome, you've got mail." Remember that? When we first started, we had AOL, and all AOL subscribers knew they had emails waiting to be opened from this ubiquitous baritone voice of welcome. And I did some research on that. The voice was that of Elmwood Edwards, a Houston, Texas radio station manager who had recorded that. More recently, people hear "You've Got Mail" and they think of a movie, right? Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Oh, there you go. Well, that started back with AOL. Today's generation has no idea what we're talking about, probably. But ringtones on cell phones is all about that, and different apps. No matter what, the sounds of the season. The thing about it is, it's kind of hard to hear any of these things, especially this time of year with cell phones ringing. It's hard to hear our master's voice, whatever. Traffic noise around congested malls, clamor of chaotic shopping scenes, telephones ringing off the hook with robocalls, carols singing, doorbells ringing, sleigh bells jingling, smoke detectors blaring from overdone Christmas cookies, the incessant clatter of 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree singing. You just want to cry out, "Stop! Quiet!" Reminds me of the second song in this year's cantata. Actually, that joyful noise. It's the time of year when we love to hear that joyful Christmas noise. If it gets quiet enough, I have that song rambling around in my head, playing over and over again. And it's a great song, actually. But this morning, I want to consider this theme, the invitation to quiet our hearts and minds, to listen, to really listen to the Master's voice, because he has come to bring us a magnificent word, a magnificent message. In this passage, we see Mary receiving a message from God, receiving with the heart of a godly woman. This morning, I want to think about 3 things that Mary had. You know, we know Mary had a little lamb, the Lamb of God. His name was Jesus, right? Anyhow, she also had a receptive heart. As we read this story, she is ready to hear. She is listening and accepting God's message with a receptive heart. Of all the teenage Hebrew girls in Palestine in AD 1, why did God pick Mary? The necessary qualifications for the mother of God was, first of all, you need to be a Jew, because Jesus came to be born King of the Jews. Secondly, she needed to be a virgin. And thirdly, she needed to be receptive and accepting with a heart of faith. Then, as well as now, many of us need to be receptive. We need to have a good reception, right? With a heart like Mary's, attentive to God's voice, learning to listen amidst all the distractions of this season, and a willingness to accept whatever he brings with humble submission. The big question to us today, are we willing to take time to listen? And the second question is, are we willing to do whatever he says? Today, God's magnificent message to us comes not necessarily through the internet, but it sometimes comes as the Word of God is communicated in various ways. But the message today is the same as it was then. Jesus is born to you. The Word, the Logos, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, the living Word, Jesus. Jesus is literally the personal message of God's love to you and to me, just as it was to Mary back then. You can call it Gmail, God's mail, right? Call it Gmail, call it magnificent, call it the Word. For you and me today, the Word made flesh that came and dwelt among us. Today, God's greatest gift is His only begotten Son. Have you received this gift today? My question to you today, this week, is have you received, are you receptive to Jesus? You can't receive God's gift with closed hands or hands full of all kinds of material stuff. You got to have open and empty hands to be receptive and receive the gifts of God. And you can't receive a gift like the message, the magnificent message of God, with closed minds. Incarnation. What a highly irrational idea. Virgin birth. That's impossible. Unscientific. We must humble ourselves and open our minds to God's possibilities, for nothing is impossible with Him. This mysterious message, marvelous and mysterious message, Emmanuel, God is with us, comes down to us today. Is your mind open to receive that? You can't receive a gift of God's love with closed hearts as well. We need to be willing and receptive to God's will, open hearts. May it be to me just as you have said, Lord. In our lives, are you ready today to say that to the Lord? May it be to me as you have said. We, just like Mary, need to have receptive hearts. And Mary had a responsive heart. She responded as she received this word. Her response in Luke chapter 1, verses 45 and 46, a song of praise. Mary's response was spontaneous. Praise the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Her worship and praise is a fitting response to the angelic announcement of the good news. And praise, magnifying, showing the huge, immense, awesome, glorious power of God in our lives can be our response today. What is your response? This last week I was driving down Herbertsville Road, and I found myself following a car that had WWJD. And maybe it's one of you. I don't know. I couldn't tell who was driving. But remember WWJD, what would Jesus do? Well, the same way. Could be WWMD, what would Mary do? What did Mary do? She responded in praise. What would you do if an angel came to you with an announcement? Gratitude, love, admiration, praise, fitting responses to such a great announcement. We need to do a heart check to see if we are responsive, if our hearts are open to respond to God's word. If you have an unresponsive heart today, perhaps you've never opened your heart. You've never received Jesus into your heart by faith. Perhaps your response today needs to be the beginning. Humble yourself, as Mary did, in repentance, admitting and confessing your sin, and welcoming the stable-born Savior as God's solution to your sin problem. It was Mary's sin problem. She needed a Savior, her son, to be born, just as every one of us do, for all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God's divine destiny for this baby born in Bethlehem was that he would come not only to live and to teach us, but to die to save us, that we might be forgiven. His blood purchased our pardon, the greatest gift ever to receive. Do you have a responsive heart? Have you personally accepted Christ? Are you ready to respond in that way? Has Christmas come to your heart? Christ is Christmas, as the sign says out there. Have you noticed the little flag out by the bulletin board outside? Can't help but respond with love and thanks and praise. Perhaps you've received the gift of salvation, and yet the earthly distractions are drowning out the message and drawing you away in distraction. This morning, like Mary, we need to have receptive and responsive hearts. And one more, we need to have reflective hearts. Hearts for the treasures in Luke chapter 2, verse 19. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She treasured the words, the experiences, all the messages that came to her by the angel, by the shepherds, and the wise men. It takes time, in quiet, to gather up and treasure all these things in our hearts. Are you willing to make time, to make room in your heart, to make space and quiet space? Trouble is, many of us are so mentally and emotionally overloaded, especially this week. We have no room in our hearts and minds to reflect on what God has done. Quiet heart is essential to treasure the gift of God. Philip Brooks said it well in that classic Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Philip Brooks, in 1865, the time of Abraham Lincoln around the Civil War, took time for a pilgrimage over to Israel. And as he stood outside of a little town called Bethlehem, he was struck, he was moved to see this quiet town. Now, today, it's a bustling suburb of Jerusalem, but then a little town, not quite as little as Jesus' hometown, Bethlehem. But he understood, how still we see thee lie, O little town of Bethlehem, how quietly we see. We need to quiet our hearts, just like this scene that we sing about, as we are ready to receive what Jesus has for us. This child was born to you and to me this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Have you opened your God mail today? God's message to you? Maybe opening an email, a text, a tweet, an Instagram, or a Facebook post. But the most important thing is the good news, God's personal magnificent message to you. Are you listening? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have come to save us. You have come to us today. Come and speak to our hearts. Open our hearts, Lord, that we might be receptive, responsive, and reflective, just as Mary was. Help us to love you and receive you in such a way. In Jesus' name, amen.